I'm Patty Mercer.
And did I say my name?
I don't know. Oh, I wasn't listening. I thought you sounded like a pilot when you said the under sunny conditions. I felt like I was about to lift off.
Sorry.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think you did.
I don't think I said
I'm very prompt dependent.
I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer.
There you go.
And you can also watch us on Comporium Channel 103, or you can listen to us on the download. See, you've got me all thrown off, too.
Can we start over?
Yes. Yeah. Beep. Rewind.
Nothing but the professionals here, and I'm sure the radio gods are smiling upon us and saying we have done great by these two.
And this is how we rationalize
exactly.
We go on.
We have to give ourselves a pat on the back. Yeah. Good job.
Thank you. Okay.
Give me
job.
Mine. Okay,
right,
now we're good.
All right. Well, one thing you cannot fool around with is when it comes to diabetes. You got to know what's going on, and that's why we're super happy to have in studio an educator of diabetes herself, Shay Hoffman from Piedmont Medical Center. How are you this morning?
I'm fine. How are you?
This is kind of like an annual thing that we do.
And I appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you so much. The holidays coming up, the days are shorter. We start kind of going into this hibernation mode, unfortunately, our waistlines tend to go into expansion mode, but that's okay. It's about being healthy.
Right.
So tell us, I guess, what you do as an educator.
So I see inpatients and outpatients over at Piedmont Medical Center for diabetes specifically. So whether they're newly diagnosed, uncontrolled, it doesn't matter. So I'm consulted for them. Primary care is referred to me for our outpatient program. We run a free support group, meets once a month. And then we're having our annual fair tomorrow.
There you go. And what's the annual fair? What do you do there?
So our Diabetes Bazaar, tomorrow, Thursday, November 7th, from 4:30 to 7:30 in the Women's Tower at Piedmont Medical Center. We have vendors out in the lobby area and about 8 different speakers in the auditorium. So there's going to be information for type 1s, type 2s, gestationals, pre-diabetes, Spanish resources, kids area, selfie station, refreshments, you name it, we got it.
I think you've been working hard on this event because you know it. I mean, it's just not head knowledge, it's heart knowledge. It's coming out. Okay, so let's back up and just describe for us some of the different types of diabetes.
Sure. So type 1, that's usually diagnosed in early childhood, teens. That's where it's a more of an autoimmune disease. So the pancreas doesn't produce insulin anymore. So they're going to have to be insulin on for the rest of their lives.
And can someone have type 1? Is it hereditary, or could it so many generations of not having it and then one time the kid has it?
It can happen . It can happen either way. But with the history, it's not actually a history of diabetes. It's history more of like other autoimmune disorders like lupus, thyroid, those type things that contribute more to the type 1.
So it's how it presents itself.
Right.
And that's something that you look at. So when we are asked to fill out our medical history of our family, that's important stuff.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
What about type 2?
Type 2 is more insulin resistant. So this can be actually diagnosed at any age now. We're seeing a lot in younger kids now, too, but it's insulin resistant. So your body's still producing insulin, but your cells just aren't accepting it. So you have extra sugars floating around your blood. So that can be controlled multiple ways. Diet and exercise is key. And then we have medications, insulins. It varies depending on how bad the blood sugars are.
And type 2 is the kind that you need to make sure you have orange juice and something sweet around, correct?
So if your blood sugar drops.
Okay.
Yes. So for type 1 or type 2.
Oh, okay.
Yes, because, with the insulin, you're at high risk for your blood sugars dropping. So you need something quick with a lot of sugar to get your sugars back up because you can't fall too low.
It can be life or death.
Yes.
I mean,
yeah.
It's serious.
Yes.
Yeah. You learn very early how to manage your body and its specific needs.
Absolutely. So if you have the least symptoms, so usually whenever you're low, you feel like a shaky, jittery, fast heartbeat, cold sweat type symptom. If you start noticing symptoms, you need to check it right away. We start treating anything less than 70 with a juice or soda, about 4 ounces. And then after you bring it back up above that 70, you need a snack of carb and protein together, like crackers and peanut butter or half a meat sandwich. The snack levels you out so you don't keep on falling back down to those lows over and over again.
Why does it seem like it's more prevalent today?
Over in the South.
We're in the South. Well, we're not as fat as Louisiana. No, I'm just – that poll just recently released that.
Sure.
Based on how many carbonated drinks, I think, as a population are consumed.
Right. So, I mean, lots of – fried breaded foods in this area.
Sure. It's our diet. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's what we're exposed to, and generations have been exposed to it, and you just pass down and you eat what your family eats.
Yes,
along
sure.
those lines. Now, we're speaking with Shay Hoffman. She's the diabetes educator for Piedmont Medical Center, and this is something that hits close to home for you, specifically with diabetes.
Absolutely. So I have a strong family history on both sides. I have it myself, so it's challenging at times, you know, but
yeah.
You struggle through and figure out what works best for you.
How do you get through the holidays? I mean, because everybody wants to have their cake and eat it too.
Absolutely.
Can you?
Oh, well, you got to plan for it a little bit more.
A little bit of planning.
So everybody has their own different carb limits. So they carb count for their meals. And so it can vary depending on the person. You can go a little bit higher on the holidays. Just know that your sugar is going to be a little bit higher on those days. Focus more on your vegetables and proteins first. If you do the vegetables and proteins, maybe you can have a small slice of dessert if you'd rather do the starchy vegetables as your side, take away the dessert. Your starchy vegetables going to be your carbs. So you have to play around with it a little bit.
But you know, a lot of people are kind of choosing to follow a diet plan as you're describing that don't have any diabetes. They just feel better when they eat less sugar.
Absolutely.
What a concept. You don't gotta.
Shay, it's like everything. When you're diagnosed with a medical ailment, first of all, you have the emotional, like, oh my goodness. And then with diabetes, there's a lot of rules, a lot of regulations. How do you kind of help families, young kids, mom and dads, and even maybe adults that first being diagnosed with diabetes and then knowing that everything that they have been doing is going to change dramatically? And if it doesn't, it's life or death. How does that conversation, everyone's going to be different, but how do you get that conversation started? Because it can be very overwhelming.
Overwhelming and a huge impact for not only the person that's diagnosed, but the whole family. It can be very challenging. But it's first sitting down and explaining, you know,
knowledge,
accepting the diagnosis. And then you work on the education part for self-management. Education is key. If you don't know what to do, you're going to still be doing the old habits. And so it's trying to figure out what to adjust based on them.
It also seems, and we're all like, you know, get the opportunity to see commercials for all sorts of ailments and diagnosis and things like that. But it seems like they've really improving how you measure your blood sugar level. Like, is that true?
Yes.
Okay, so I can believe that? It's not fake news? Okay, so you don't have to necessarily do the pinprick all the time?
Right. So there's a couple things on the market where it sticks to you and you can measure your blood sugars. Mm-hmm. You can just scan it with your phone or with a little device.
Smartphone.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
Well, it's just meeting of people, again, where they're at, right? Mm-hmm. And though you might be diagnosed with diabetes, it is definitely, while it's somewhat of a game changer, life continues to go on.
Absolutely.
I mean, you could still, people live healthy lives and are active and stay in shape and everything else along those lines. They just, to your point, have to manage it a little differently. And what we've learned about Piedmont Medical Center, you all have so many support groups and so many coaches and educators that if you're being diagnosed with this, it's not like, here's a diagnosis, here's a pamphlet, good luck. You know,
check back in 6 months.
Yeah, yes. They can reach out to you all. And as we've learned, there are no stupid questions, especially when it comes to your health. So
Absolutely.
That's what's so great about what you all do over there at Piedmont.
So tell us again when this is happening, tomorrow or today?
Tomorrow.
Okay,
Thursday, November 7th. Yep, 4:30 to 7:30 in the Women's Tower at Piedmont Medical Center. Like I said, we have vendors, speakers, lots
Just
of different
up.
Materials. You'll have lots of stuff to take home with you.
Lots of opportunities to get any kind of questions answered and knowledge. So you are such a treat.
Can people be tested tomorrow?
Because it's in the afternoon, it won't be accurate.
Okay.
But we
fast.
Are doing some like blood. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, you get to fast for blood sugars. But we will be doing some blood pressure screenings.
All right.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Shay Hoffman.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you for
all that
come.
You do. Let's do this again next year.
Sure. Sounds
Maybe
good.
Sooner.
Okay.
Okay. Awesome.
All right.